All eyes turned in that direction. 60 yards away, Ryan stood, red-faced and panting. He looked a mess, sweating, his hair sticking out in all directions, his clothes dirty. Grins got to his feet.
Oh, you're a fighter! You're a wolf warrior!
Ryan marched straight toward the group, his arms opened wide.
I'm here. Take me instead.
Why do that when I can have both?
Grin's worried troops began drifting toward him protectively.
How foolish. You will sacrifice yourself for nothing?
I have backup.
Jack was running forward. He held something bulky in his arms, and upon seeing the cultists, he dropped it.
The moon kissed. You not only bring me a chuckle, but more meat. How wonderful.
They turned to face Jack as he steamed toward them. And then the smiles slipped from their faces. The horse freak pounded after Jack, only seconds behind him. Jack rocketed out of the bushes and rolled forward, landing right in the middle of the cultists. Grins tried to tell his warriors to run, but he didn't have a chance as the horse soared through the air and landed amongst them. Its cloven feet squashed one man and kicked a second. Its hoof hands slashed a cultist's back to ribbons, while in the same swipe, unintentionally took another's throat. The man on JB tried to run, but the creature snapped his neck and flipped him over its back, creating an arc of viscera. Furious, Grins grabbed his club and raised it high, right over Jack. The pig charged into the back of Grins' leg, dropping him to one knee. Grins turned to strike it, but a blow dart struck his hand, knocking his weapon away. In this medley of blood and chaos, the creature's hooves beat down like thunder, trampling anything and everything. Jack rolled forward, grabbed JB, and hauled him free of the melee.
Come on!
As the companions rushed to the tree line, their foes scattered like leaves in a storm. The horse freak gorged and ripped and ruined. It zipped across the verdant ground, hopping from one cultist to the next, painting the woods crimson. Grins, his darted hand clutched to his chest, made for cover. He watched in disbelief and horror as his fleeing band of elite raiders were ripped apart. As his last remaining ally pulled him away, Grins turned. 100 feet away, disappearing into the brush, were his quarry. The warrior called Ryan stood on the periphery and gave Grins a long, wide smile.